This is 89.1 WEMU, and Happy New Year. It is the first day of 2025, and there's a lot to look forward to in the year ahead. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. 2025 marks 30 years of bringing you the environmental news in our community on WEMU, and we begin our anniversary year and start of 2025 with some great news. There is going to be greater land conservation in Washtenaw and surrounding counties. The Legacy Land Conservancy recently received the largest financial award in the organization's history, a $24.6 million infusion of money from the USDA's Regional Conservation Partnership Program. It's going to help further protect farmland and green space in the region. Our first guest of the new year is Susan LaCroix, and Susan serves as Land Protection Director for the Legacy Land Conservancy, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, David. Thank you for having me.
I would imagine this funding has put an extra hop in your step as you walk into 2025.
Absolutely. Legacy's mission is to safeguard the resources in southern Michigan, and an infusion of being able to conserve more land with $24.6 million certainly helps.
How did it come to pass that Legacy Land Conservancy secured a nearly $25 million reward?
Legacy was part of an old RCPP that we just wrapped up about a year ago. It was a much smaller RCPP, Regional Conservation Partnership Program. And we were looking into this year and learned that there was an extra infusion into the RCPP program with some federal dollars being added from the Inflation Reduction Act. And so we wanted to throw our hat in the ring because I believe this is the biggest pot of funds that they've had for the RCPP ever available. So we liked our chances of securing another one, especially after just having closed out one from the last 6 years.
I would imagine that going about securing this kind of funding is a rather labor-intensive effort.
Yes, I believe I spent the whole month of June along with three or four other colleagues of mine and our 10 other partners working on this application.
Well, before we get into specifics, why do you value this financial resource as a benefit not just to the environment, but to the community as a whole?
Yes, the RCPP program is a wonderful resource. As we know, farmers are struggling, they're aging out, and our farming community in southern Michigan is vibrant, so we want to be able to help support the farmers in this community, our agritour and agribusinesses in this community, by hopefully securing land to make sure that they have the land as a resource in the future, as well as forests are a part of this as well,
right,
focusing on carbon sequestration so we can ensure that there's clean air for our community.
WEMU's first Issues of the Environment conversation of 2025 continues. Our guest today is Susan LaCroix from Legacy Land Conservancy. Now, the loss of agricultural land, forests, has been rather significant over the years. If I read correctly, over the past 30 years, over 88,000 acres has been lost in Washtenaw, Wayne, Livingston, Jackson, and Lenawee counties. That's about a 13% decline. What impact does that have on the environmental quality of our region?
It absolutely makes it harder for people to have access to land, to farm. It increases the cost of land, which is a barrier for new and beginning farmers to get into farming. Our farmers are also growing in age, and so we want to make sure that new farmers coming in to grow us all healthy food have the ability to access that land. And the loss of green spaces as well has a large impact on our area. I'm sure people have heard over the last few years about the increase in rain events and the intensity of those rain events, and having wetlands and forests that are intact to help absorb some of that water in these events is critical to making sure we don't have that flooding downstream.
Well, this is work that has been underway since 1971, I believe. The Washtenaw Land Trust, which is now Legacy Land Conservancy, has been expanding its footprint throughout the area. How many acres of agricultural land and forest acreage and green space have you been able to preserve over the decades?
Yeah, Legacy Land Conservancy has conserved over 10,000 acres of the various land types that you mentioned through a couple different tools. We own a few preserves that we manage and open up to the public to connect with nature, as well as conservation easements, which allows the property to remain in private ownership, but we work with the landowner to achieve these conservation goals, which are permanent restrictions on development of the property.
And now, with an additional $24.6 million to expand efforts, have you created a priority list or identified properties that you're looking at in and around Washtenaw County?
Yes. So as you mentioned, this grant is for five counties, Washtenaw, Jackson, Lenawee, Livingston, and Wayne. We have identified a few that we put into our proposal of landowners who have already approached us who fit what this proposal would like to achieve, as well as a big part of the grant is wanting to do more outreach to create tools to reach landowners who maybe historically haven't been able to access NRCS funds for a variety of reasons. And we hope that through using those tools and getting those off the ground over the next couple of years, we will be able to target getting funds into the hands of what the NRCS defines as historically underserved farmers, which is socially disadvantaged farmers, limited resource farmers, and new and beginning farmers.
Once again, we're talking with Legacy Land Conservancy Land Protection Director Susan LaCroix on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. So you just mentioned priorities. Has it always been a priority to view land preservation through the lens of equity and equitable distribution?
My understanding, I've been with Legacy almost 6 years now, is that before then there wasn't a big lens on that, but over the last few years, Legacy has really done a lot of work internally to try to evaluate how we can use land conservation as a way to make land more accessible, whether that be for, you know, enjoyment of our nature preserves. We have a big signage project going on to help make our preserves more user-friendly to people who maybe don't go to more rustic nature preserves as regularly, as well as we mentioned, trying to target new conservation projects towards a more equitable lens for access to land, but also access to extracting the value that you can through a conservation easement by selling your development rights.
Will part of this money be allocated towards creating greater community outreach and educating us as a public as to the work that's being done, why it's being done, and the benefits of having it done?
Absolutely. I think as we roll out some of these tools to landowners, it will also be a great way to spark conversation with people in the community to talk about why this work is so important, how it helps better our whole community to protect one person's farm or one person's forest, that it helps improve all of our clean air, all of our clean water, and helps mitigate flooding and other negative impacts in the communities.
Well, you mentioned the partnership that comprises the Southeast Michigan Conservation Coalition. Is there more power and influence when the planning and execution has a more regional than exclusively local approach?
Absolutely. We can look at the larger watershed. We can bring in more partners who have other resources to bring to the table. As I mentioned, we have 10 partners officially on this award. A lot of them are municipal programs that have millages in our community who are also investing into land conservation. But we're also going to work with other partners who have access to other members of the community as well to have these conversations and hopefully get some of these tools out into the community as well. And that's really why our CPP is so special. It's focused on regional conservation of partners working together. And we felt that because we had successfully finished one last year, we were ready to get the band back together, if you will, to make another larger impact with a bigger reach in the area because it was so successful before.
Well, the stated goal of the partnership is 4,000 acres preserved through the five-county region. How far along do you expect to be at the end of 2025?
As we probably all know, negotiating contracts with the federal government can be a lengthy process, and there's a little bit of unknowns with the new administration coming in. So we are trying to get as much of that done as we can right now. And so I anticipate that we will mostly be spending 2025 getting our various contracts in order with the federal government to make sure that we are able to tap into those funds with our various partners to start working on conservation efforts, likely in 2026.
Well, thank you for spending time with us today, Susan. I appreciate the information. And again, a happy new year to you and your colleagues at Legacy Land Conservancy.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year's, and thank you for the opportunity.
That is Susan LaCroix. She serves as the Conservancy's Land Protection Director, and she is the first guest of 2025 as we mark 30 years of Issues of the Environment. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. You hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.